Main reading. Until the late 1800s, there was really no complete dictionary in English. Samuel Johnson had spent 9 years putting together the first real English dictionary, 46 years less than it had taken 40 French academics to compile their first dictionary. So one day in 1857, a scholar named Richard Trench gave a speech about trying to make the big dictionary. It would try to include everything, every word, every nuance, every meaning in the English language. Dr. James Murray was chosen to be the editor of the Oxford Dictionary in 1879. Completed in 1933, it was considered to be a masterpiece. Dr. Murray, as the president of the Philological Society of England, was the logical choice as editor of the dictionary. Philology is the study of texts, words, and the meanings of each. Murray needed lots of help in compiling the great dictionary. It had 15,000 pages when it was finished. Many volunteers sent in information for the book. One of the greatest contributors to the dictionary was a man named W.C. Minors. Dr. Minors had heard that the Oxford Dictionary was being compiled. The idea excited him. So he wrote to Murray and offered to help him with the project. Murray was puzzled by the letter from the mysterious expert on language. He wrote a letter of thanks to Dr. Minors and suggested that he send his ideas to him. Murray later confessed that it was a polite way of dismissing the lexicographer. Another letter soon arrived, one that shocked Dr. Murray. Minors sent him dozens of items, definitions, references, and more. All of it was expertly arranged. Murray wrote to Minors at once, convinced that he was corresponding with a genius. Thousands more letters followed from Minors, all excellently researched. Most of the material was used in the new Oxford Dictionary. Minors had become one of the most prolific contributors. In 1897, a huge party was held to celebrate the dictionary. It was going very well. Murray was upset, however, when Minors did not come to the party. Another scholar, FitzEdward Hall, who had written almost every day to Murray for 20 years, had also not come, but he was known to be a reclusive person. Minors, on the other hand, did not live so far away. He could have easily attended the important event. Dr. Murray decided to thank Minors in person. He invited Dr. Minors to come to lecture at Oxford University. Minors refused the invitation. He said that he could not come because of physical problems. However, he invited Dr. Murray to visit him. Murray looked at the address on the envelope. It was the same as every letter he sent. Dr. W.C. Minors, Crowthorne, England. There was no street address, no house number. Murray boarded a train for Crowthorne. There he was met by a driver who had instructions to take him to Minors. The mystery of the trip excited Murray, who looked forward to meeting the genius behind the Oxford Dictionary. The two scholars met, but just once. Minors could not meet Murray outside of his home because he was not allowed to leave. The extraordinary man had an uncontrollable love of learning, but unfortunately, he had to be controlled. Minors was in prison for life. He was an American convicted of cold-blooded murder. More importantly, he had been declared insane. The Oxford Dictionary had been put together in part by a crazy man, a lunatic, named William Chester Minors.